That being said...
Dead silence for about 3 seconds there.
That being said, what are our predictions for Friday? Bang.
Well, why don't you go first, because I already saw yours.
You go first, then.
Okay.
GK.
This really seems like a clinical France 2-0 victory, where they get one goal first 20 minutes, get a second goal sometime at the start of the second half, and then kind of just play keep away from the U.S. the rest of the match. So I see 2-0. I'm not going to try and pick the goal scorers for France. It's just way too wide open for them.
There's too many possibilities.
There really is. Yeah. And they're so deep that it's really even hard to predict who they're going to start.
I'm going to go with 3-1 France because our defense, especially in the wake of the new attacking style we're trying to implement, is going to be shaky at best.
Ooh, I'm excited now.
At best. I think we will score a goal is because
we have to score eventually,
we can
right?
Do it.
We have to score eventually, isn't that?
So why not do it at France?
No, I agree. 3-1 win for France.
I think we'll score a goal because for some reason I just feel as though we're going to get Josie, who just scored an Eredivisie goal. We got Dempsey on form.
Exactly.
Breck Shea's been more rested. I think we're going to see probably our at least a few of our favorite
attacking
players.
These are all guys playing with different players, though.
What do you mean?
they were on form with the club. They're not playing with those club players.
Well, Breck Shea has a better cast, arguably, right now with the national team.
True.
So Shea has better quality around him.
Mm-hmm.
And Dempsey did play very well against Honduras, at least.
Yeah, I've got.
So I think we do score.
We'll be mentioning Dempsey and Honduras later.
Yes, we will.
We'll be excited. With our Yank goal of the month coming soon. I've got Benzema scoring and Benzema and Ribéry opening in the first half.
Ribéry.
I've got either Altidore and Dempsey combining for one of them to score a goal. They're going to have some kind of interplay, and they're going to get a goal cheaply, but they're going to get one.
So you don't think Donovan's going to score Friday?
He's not going to be there.
I'm just trying to get Benny wound up.
And then Benzema.
Is it working?
And then Benzema scores again, so 3-1 France, and it's not really going to be a contest.
Okay.
Starting 11, what do you guys got?
Are we going to be encouraged by what
we think is going to happen, or what we hope is going
to
happen?
Let's try and tap into the disturbed mind of Jurgen Klinsmann. Well, fuck that. No, what do we want to do? I don't even care what.
Okay,
what my roster is what I want.
What do we want to see?
Okay. Here's what I want to see. I want to see Howard at left goalkeeper.
Tim Howard left back.
Left
goal. The twisted mind of Jurgen Klinsmann. So why not?
Tim Howard left back. Tim Howard in goal. I want Fabian Johnson at left back. I would like to have Boca and Goodson in the middle. Put Chandler on the right. Two holding midfielders. I want Bradley and Danny Williams. To the top of the triangle, I want Clint Dempsey. Left side, I want Beasley. Right side, I want Breck Shea. Up top, I want Altidore.
Interesting. Why Shea and Bradley left? Or Beasley left?
Well, I've always thought that Shea is versatile on that right side, especially with his assist in the Honduras match. I don't know if
that was Fiscal's assist.
Shut up. We all know it was because of Shea's amazing
Fiscal's classy flick on.
Accidental flick on.
Haven't we seen Beasley playing right before? Hasn't that happened?
Well, I feel as though
did he play in a World Cup?
I feel as though we saw him play
right back.
Left back.
Whatever.
We've seen him do it. I just think that Breck Shea would be more apt to do it. And having Breck Shea have the ability to move in on his left side and cut in, especially with his long shot, it can be pretty dangerous.
Plus, Beasley's a much better crosser with left foot than Shea is.
Absolutely.
Beasley is very inconsistent, but he's got a deadly cross when he wants to.
True. I don't know if he's been on as good a form recently as he had been at the time of the last call-ups, mm-hmm. but he's still playing, which is what's good.
Reasonable.
Robbie?
Robbie's uploading his roster. He has Howard in goal. I say Chirundolo at right back hesitantly, just because...
Chirundolo?
He does not match up well against France.
Nobody does.
I mean, but especially in this, I mean, you have to decide, would you want to go for a more athletic right back against France, who's going to be a lot faster than most of the teams we play?
Left back.
Would you go Chandler and Johnson on the backs?
I wouldn't.
that's the one question. So
you want our only...
I have Dolo on there.
You want our only experienced wing back to not play against France?
I have Dolo on the roster.
Yes.
On the starting 11.
I will say that.
I have Goodson and Bocanegra in the middle.
Childish Gambino reference for you.
God damn it. Goodson and Bocanegra in the middle. Chandler on the left. I want to see a Bradley Jones-Williams three in the middle where we just completely beat the shit out of them.
three red cards waiting to happen right there.
Kids.
Then have Dempsey and Shea on the outsides. Dempsey, they're both very good at coming inside, which I think could be useful. What the hell was that look for?
And who's up top? Who plays up top for you?
Young Josie.
I've got Howard in goal, back line of Chandler.
Wow, I'm not getting ripped for that roster. Would you guys be pissed if that was the roster?
It couldn't be any worse.
Would you guys be pissed if this was the...
we're going to run into on Friday.
Would you guys be pissed if this was the lineup?
No.
I would have question marks, but I wouldn't be angry.
Okay.
I don't like the Christmas tree formation with what we're trying to play, but...
It's festive.
It's very festive. Wrong month, but I'm okay with it.
Go to the malls. You'll see the Christmas stuff is up already.
Fuck that shit. Dolo on the right because he's our best defender still. He's struggling a little bit, but he's still our best defender. I want Boca and Gooch paired up in the middle. Quick side note, did you catch the comments from Zlatan Ibrahimovic about the fight he and Gooch had?
No, he made additional comments?
Well,
Gooch killed him and they had to resuscitate him.
His autobiography. Gooch broke one of his ribs during that fight.
Yeah, he did.
He broke a rib.
Awesome.
He said we would have killed each other if we hadn't been pulled apart.
Well, did he say whether there was still ill will between them?
They haven't spoken really well since then.
Gooch would have killed him first.
Gooch would have killed remember, there's lots of black belt.
Oh, that's true, actually.
And Gooch is a very, very large man.
Can we make this fight happen?
Gooch is a Jehovah's Witness.
Can we make that fight happen?
God's Wrath versus the Gypsy.
Ding, ding.
What we were saying with the sketches and all, it'd be funny if we made our own little representation of what possibly happened on that training ground, where it was Gooch as the green Incredible Hulk fighting a giant nose.
A giant nose with some, which is like an ugly ass mop of hair.
The samurai ponytail.
What else?
We can make it happen. Left back Chandler because there's nobody else there.
Because it's a recession.
Because it's a goddamn depression.
it's a great depression. But not great. Isn't fun.
Yeah, good. My midfield, Williams and Bradley anchoring Dempsey in the midfield. And then on the wings, I've got Breck Shea and Fabian Johnson. And then Young Josie up top.
Young Josie!
And my... In my version of this, we have Question coming in for Johnson, and we've got Gomez subbing in later on, and we don't lose very badly, but...
And Chris Rolfe comes on.
Also, if anyone listening can navigate through the Alkmaar site, I would like to buy a Josie Alkmaar kit.
Ooh.
Thank you.
So if you're fluent in Dutch, Rob will give you a handy.
Well, I have every Josie Altidore kit that he's played for, except for...
Those fucking Spaniard bitches who will not be named.
Villarreal.
The other ones.
He never played for them. So that doesn't...
That's why I'm angry at them. They fucking bought them.
But I mean, he never even played a minute.
Yeah.
Therefore, so I don't consider him being on that team.
He might have made...
Maybe.
Okay. Except for those New Jersey Pink Cow people. I don't have that one.
I believe the Red Bulls.
Maybe.
Okay, what's our next topic? We spent way too long on that.
There's lots to talk about.
Yeah, that's true.
In much happier news, the youth camp got released.
And this is where Rob goes quiet.
Because Rob doesn't know shit about the youth team.
It's hard to find this obscure information.
Unless you use the internet.
What the hell is that?
Google.
It's hard to shit in here. It's quite warm. Well, what are your thoughts on the roster, Benny?
Well, I love it because it makes all of my big soccer dreams come true.
Yes. It's like, it's a big soccer gasm right here.
It so is.
I mean, who's not there you want to see there?
There's a few glaring omissions.
Like who?
I feel like the Philly Union are getting the shaft a little. Zach McMath, I think, should be there.
I think that's
that
very,
guy
that's a good
is,
point. Zach should be there.
Is very talented.
Wait,
played
the,
very well
who the hell
in
is
MLS.
David Bingham?
That's because you know, he's played for San Jose. He's played for him.
Who cares? McMath's better.
Anyway, and Freddie Adu. I'm also surprised not to see Freddie.
I'm surprised he's not there as well.
Because honestly, I still think Freddie's one of our best under 23 players, and he is a good player, especially now that
the
hype machine has gone down.
He's in neither camp. I don't understand that at all.
I don't get it.
But I mean, really, the only big.
If you don't think it makes sense.
The only big question marks I have are Danny Potts, Freddie Adu, and Adrian Morales.
Okay, Danny Potts is a much more recent thing, and that happened post. The roster was released prior to his. What was
yeah.
probably. That was an enormous surprise. Like, nobody could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
And additionally, Ruelas has been absolutely invisible and I don't believe has played a minute at Jaguares.
That's why I'm not too upset. I mean,
yeah.
they brought Agudelo in, they brought Bunbury in, they brought...
I scream foul on Herzeller, then we all learned what happened there.
He's in Germany again. We bring Gil back in. So basically the ones
you know who... what I want to see Jurgen do? Is have, like, Morales in camp for the first French game and then send him down to the under-23 camp.
I'm cool with that.
I'm definitely cool with that because that's where he belongs.
Yeah. So, quick roster overview. In goal, David Bingham, Cody Cropper, Sean Johnson, and John Kempen. Yeah, I guess the only question mark there is why not Zach McMath, but...
Meh.
Splitting hairs there. Back line... Galia Baxamonde, Anthony Brooks, Sean Cunningham, Royal Dominique Fennell, Greg Garza, Perry Kitchen, Will
Sounds
Packwood.
Like a porn star.
Indeed he does. Will Packwood. He and Will Packwood.
Oh, man.
And,
oh, boy.
He and Max Kream are the best names in U.S. soccer history.
That's so true. Will Packwood.
Yeah. Will Packwood.
I will be packing wood, all right.
Good for you. And
Thank
then Zarek Valentin,
Good
Ethan White, and mind. Sheehan Williams. So
we mentioned Perry Kitchen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only question mark is why is Garza there?
Why is Garza there? And thus, by association, why is it Potts there?
That's the only thing. Like, I understand them not bringing Potts in. They didn't know he was going to be on the West Ham bench. But at the same time, why is Garza? He's not doing really anything.
He's literally listed as out of contract.
Yes. Which I understand. Fine, he's been there before, and Potts might want to play.
Honestly, I like Greg Garza when he played for under-20s. Like he was a lot of fun to watch.
He had a lot
player, but
he struggled near the
anything.
End. But I mean, I'm not too angry. I'm very glad Cunningham's there because he was my dark horse pick for 2014.
There's another guy that I think we're going to see more of. Big ups to Brian Schroeder for uncovering him as he does everybody.
Yeah.
Juan Pablo Acevedo Segunda.
Isn't he injured, though?
Is he?
I think he's injured.
I don't know. He's a young left back in the Tigray system who's showing a lot of promise.
I think Brian mentioned he's injured or has been injured recently and not playing much.
Okay.
So, again,
that's fair.
I'm not upset he's not there because he's fucking hurt.
Okay.
So no real question marks there for me. With the midfield, Joe Corona, excellent. Right here. Mixed Iskarud.
Absolutely. Oh, that was bad.
Good enough. Dilly Duca, that's one more. Luis Gil, Josh Gatt.
That was not a high five.
Jeffrey's back, that's awesome.
That is really cool.
Sebi Lechit.
Love it.
Terran McCargill.
Yeah, cool, awesome.
All right. Moby Okugo, Chuck Rankin.
Yeah.
Caleb Stanko.
I question Moby Okugo on there.
Why?
Who would you prefer over Moby Okugo? In your infinite wisdom.
In your infinite youth soccer wisdom, who would you prefer?
Which youth...
I'm just saying, he barely ever plays with the Union.
And Greg Garza plays for nobody. He's there.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yep.
So, call him up. Okugo, Rankin, Stinko, and Jose Villarreal.
Villarreal.
Any questions there besides Freddie?
Jose Villarreal is a little... I'm not too familiar with him.
I don't know McCargill, Stank, or Villarreal that well, but
Hooray for them being there.
Does that mean we have Rossi again?
Go fuck yourself.
That,
put your mouth.
That was unwarranted.
With pleasure.
That's cool. And then fucking 12 forwards in this camp.
It's awesome.
Are you kidding me? You want to talk about reps? Talk about getting reps? This is a big mistake here.
Well, we have like four keepers, and I'm sure we're going somewhere that has many, many fields.
Yeah, I'd hope so. Juan Agudelo, Terrence Boyd, Teal Bunbury, Connor Doyle, Josh Gatt, Joe Zhao, Jerome Kiesewetter, Jack Mack, Omar Salgado, Tony Taylor, Bobby Wood, and Andrew Wooten.
Woot! The only one I can see that we're missing, and I have never seen him play, but Ryan Schroeder seems like him a lot. Jan George.
I still want to see
Nurnberg.
I want to see a roster of John George, George John, Lee Wynn, Marvell Wynn, Freddie Adu, Maurice Adu.
You
want to
see Marvell Wynn?
Just to confuse the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
You want to see Marvell Wynn?
And make John Harks do play-by-play.
And then have Gabe Farfan and Michael Farfan there.
So you do want to see Marvell Wynn.
Only to watch John Hart squirm.
Then Danny Williams.
Okay.
That's being saved on the podcast forever.
Then Danny Williams and Sheehan Williams.
Yeah. Danny Williams, Sheehan Williams. Are there any other fun ones? Oh, and pair Max Cream and Will Packwood at the back and see if we can stop from laughing.
Packwood in the back. It's Packwood in the back and Cream up top.
Packwood on the Max Cream?
Because Cream plays forward, so Cream up top.
Packwood finds Cream. Possibilities are endless.
That's part of our best named 11 right there. I think they're co-captains, aren't they?
They should be.
Is that next week?
That's eventually. We've got a lot of closing to do.
So, in conclusion.
And Bobby Wood, too.
Yeah, Bobby Wood.
So, what's your starting 11 from this camp? If you were forced to have an 11, who would you?
I'm just going to say a team of mixed discroods.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, okay. I'm definitely.
All right, my roster doesn't get it.
Okay, I would go with Sean Johnson in goalkeeper. I don't know if there's a lot of people who would disagree with that.
I'm a big Sean Johnson fan. He's a bit questionable with his head, but he's a freak of nature physically.
Mm-hmm.
And a hell of a gymnast.
I would put John Anthony Brooks in the back along with Perry Kitchen. And then on the outsides, I'd like to see Zarek Valentin and Sean Cunningham.
I've got Sean Cunningham on the left with Brooks and Packwood in the center and Williams on the right. Only because I put Kitchen in defensive midfield.
Okay.
So, pretty much.
Sorry. I forgot about Sheenan. He should be playing on the right side.
Yeah, Valentin's
I'm looking at a non-updated roster with the additions.
My midfield, I've got Sebi Lechit and Perry Kitchen anchoring with Mix leading the line.
I could definitely see that. Okugo not getting
Okugo, much time. Well, he came in late on the roster, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense he's not top of their mind, but again, he was a replacement or a late call-up, so I don't think that's anything to do with his standing in the team. But I still think I prefer Sebi Lechit and Perry Kitchen over Okugo.
I'm doing this on the spot. Yeah. I mean, you make a really good argument with Kitchen there, but I'm going to go with Jared Jeffrey, who is a holding midfielder.
That's,
definitely like him.
I was considering going Kitchen in the back, dropping Packwood, and putting Jeffrey in there, because Jeffrey actually made my initial, right after the World Cup, he was on my shortlist for the 2014 World Cup.
He's still a really nice prospect.
He's just been hurt.
He's
been injured, too.
I would put Sebi in the back there holding as well with Mix ahead of them. Although, Some great guys who should get some recognition there are
Luis Gil
and Dilly Duca and Chuck Rankin, who I'm a big fan of.
I haven't seen much of him post-injury, so I'm not going to speak to his abilities right now.
According to people around the Twitterverse, he's knocking on the door of Hoffenheim 2.
I've heard that, but until he makes the reserves, we'll talk.
Okay.
What's your front three?
Front three is really difficult because you have so many good players. But honestly, I'm going to go Josh Gatt and Joe Zhao, and I'm going to put Terrence Boyd up top.
I was going to put Gatt there, but he said Gatt's not going to play because he's injured.
Okay. So with his injury?
Yes.
Then I'm really, really I'm stuck between Bobby Wood and Joe Corona opposite Zhao. And then at the top, I mean, you can go with Boyd or Connor Doyle would be another really good choice there.
I've got Bunbury as the point man because I love
Shit,
the
yeah.
Bunbury.
I'm looking at another roster that's not updated. Then see, where does Agudelo fit into this?
You're missing Agudelo and Bunbury then.
Then I would put Bunbury up top. That's the only switch I would make. And would Agudelo play on the wing?
That's where I have him because we've seen a lot of, like, Agudelo and Altidore both played a lot of winger.
They did.
And Josie did pretty well there. And, I mean, if you're going to look for your best players in the field right now, I don't see a better left wing option. Maybe Corona. And if you're going to kiss his ass, you're going to give him a start. But personally, I would prefer to see Agudelo there.
Who would you put on the other side?
Oh, Zhao.
Zhao, yeah. I'm just saying, Joe Zhao seems like he's a top-quality prospect.
Yeah, because of all the disappointment from the U-20 team, not qualifying, Joe Zhao was ridiculous.
He was filthy.
He was a better version.
The things he did
was a better version
of
Mark Beasley.
He was. He really was.
Granted,
another guy who really doesn't have a position like a Juan Agudelo, Bobby Wood.
Yeah.
They're even having trouble at 1860 Munich trying to figure out exactly where he plays best.
He's getting time, though, so.
He is starting to get more time, which was originally the concern, but he's got people in the Bundesliga looking at him, too, so honestly.
And he's American, so he's ours. You can't take him from us.
He's Hawaiian, bitches.
He is Hawaiian.
So this is
he's Hawaiian Japanese, isn't he?
Is he Japanese as well? Oh, no, he's a dual national.
Han?
Japanese. This is the group of players, or this is the age group that I could see the U.S. really breaking out as a top 20 or a top 15 of a soccer country. I mean, we've done a lot in terms of youth development, and especially this is the first group of players who actually grew up from an early age with MLS in their lives, which is huge to have a pro soccer league in your country as opposed to everyone else. Like, everyone else who's on the national team right now, save for Josie and our German-Americans who probably never even learned what MLS was until they became a pro soccer player, they didn't have any of that.
Shea as well.
Also Shea.
Shea was the first guy born in the 90s to play for the U.S. national team.
Really?
He was the first 90s born by... I'm looking forward to seeing an MLSer born post-MLS.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've had...
Could be Zach Pfeffer.
No.
I don't think he was...
It's not.
Yeah, it's, yeah, that's just not true.
We've had a guy born after the World Cup play MLS.
Play MLS?
Yeah.
Is that Jack McBean?
Yeah.
Got it. That makes sense. But yeah...
But no one post-MLS.
But... And just for both of you who are listening, it's this group that has the potential, at least, to really give America its first real solid, just a group of players.
Our golden generation, if you will.
Potentially.
Until the next one.
Our Figo and whatnot.
So on and so forth.
So on and so forth. So much better news on that regard with the youths.
A lot of fun.
Lots of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun to watch the youth national teams. And if there's one thing that I think we can say about Jurgen Klinsmann that's positive, that's pretty much unanimous, is that he's going to focus on the youth teams, and that's exciting.
Yeah, that's cool. So that pretty much wraps up. We got roster-wise.
Wow.
I'm back.
Only
I'm
took
back.
Us
I'm back,
everyone.
I'm
yeah,
back.
Rob's back. He's had his time alone, so he's back. I did make some mistakes last week in our Yank news coverage. I failed to mention... a Terrence Boyd goal with the Dortmund reserves. Devin Yao scoring again for his Belgian team. And I somehow failed to mention David Jensen's hat trick. I don't know where that went, but...
That's... Wow.
I mentioned... Yeah. I forgot he had a hat trick last week.
Oops.
So, sorry, Kenny. That's my flashbacks from last week. The U17s are off in France now after a nice time in Spain with two goals and two draws.
Two goals and two draws?
Or two wins and two draws.
That's pretty good. Their last one was fairly impressive.
Yeah. Through Mexico. This one.
Fuck those guys.
And they're in France now doing whatever because U.S. soccer won't publish any of their shit.
Yep.
Transaction-wise, Breck Shea with Arsenal for a month and Sean Johnson playing at United for a while, getting some
Did we mention Bill Hamid with West Brom last week?
We did last time, yeah. So we had three MLSers playing.
At least, and probably more as we get closer to MLS Cup.
I could see George John playing, but as an actual, like, we're signing him and taking him away from your league.
Yeah.
But let's see what else. We got Dom Servi. We mentioned him earlier. He's actually, he played a game, actually. Holy shit.
What?
Dom Servi was loaned out to Greenock Morton in his first division and had a clean sheet against Air United.
Who was he loaned out to?
Greenock Morton in the Scottish first division. So it's their second.
Yeah.
Good for him, I guess.
So Dom Servi's now undefeated with no goals allowed as a professional. So cap him now.
Cap that ass.
Cap that ass. Mm. And I guess the biggest coach-related news, Gary Smith and Colorado have parted ways. So that's the conclusion to that.
So Colorado's going back into the shitter?
Maybe they'll actually, you know, grow some kind of a soccer culture and an actual style.
Well, maybe some fans will actually go to their playoff game when they're defending champions.
Maybe they'll get a jersey sponsor.
It'll help when they have a healthy team, too, because they were missing 8 starters in that last game.
Very true.
Well, the only thing worse than not having a sponsor is having Bimbo as your sponsor.
Yeah, that does
you guys actually run around with Bimbo on your shirt. That's funny.
Not me. I don't buy the ones with Bimbo on.
Bimbo.
That's just not good for player confidence.
As mentioned, injury-wise, Bornstein carrying an ankle knock, but that's irrelevant.
No one cares.
Josh Gatt's hamstring is close to being back, but they don't want to rush him.
Stu Holden's preparing to make a comeback soon.
How about some props for Stu Holden's mom for being
that was
an injured
awesome.
Stu Holden for Halloween?
And it was a good costume, too.
It was a great costume.
Do you think Stu appreciated that?
He tweeted it. He loved it.
Okay.
Eric Lehigh, still doing well at the hip. Gooch with a minor groin strain. Should be good to go for Friday.
Should be good.
Villa,
badass.
Villa fans have been clamoring for Lehigh to get back because things have not exactly been going so hot for the Villains.
Yeah. Frank Simic, still hurt. Torres, foot's broken. And Zach Whipper was close to playing for the reserve team, but they said, we'll give him a break still. So Zach, still on the mend. Again, grass is still green, sky's still blue, Zach Whipper's still hurt.
I thought that was for Simic.
That's there. Again, sun rises, Simic gets hurt, sunset, Whipper gets hurt. That's just how life goes.
It's a cosmogonic journey.
Indeed.
Frank Simic and Zach Whipper. What else?
Which kind of need him? We mentioned Danny Potts making the West Ham bench. Actually,
he's a left back.
He's a left back! The next Green American left back, number 17.
Nah, West Ham will convert him to something else.
Well, they're the ones who brought...
Hopefully West Ham makes him cut his hair, because he's just a weird-looking guy.
I don't know what he looked like. I have no idea.
He was on my ugly hair.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, who's got, like, the Justin Bieber boy toy haircut.
Yeah, I'll find him later. Goal-wise, Sonny Guadarrama scoring for Atalanta, and Big Jeezy with another goal. Young Josie gets his 4th of the year.
On his birthday.
On his birthday, indeed.
Nice 1-2 combination. Check it out.
It was a really good run and a nice
split
touch.
The defense, rolls past the keeper, and slots it nicely. That's his 4th goal of the year in the league.
I love the Dutch league.
And his 8th overall, including his 4 Europa League goals. So, good on you, Josie. I think the most concerning news of the entire week, including how bad Jurgen Klinsmann is the D.C. to Baltimore movement.
Yeah? Is that gaining any...
MLS sent a survey out
to
Baltimore area.
More people.
Baltimore area fans got a survey asking how they would be accepted to an MLS team.
Yeah.
And were very much saying, hey, we guys want D.C.? They sent out a couple options, like, you know, which team would you want to see? FC Dallas? They're not going to leave. New York, they're not going to leave. Columbus, they might leave.
Yeah.
Philly, they're not going to leave.
Do you really think Columbus is leaving with their own stadium?
Was New England on that list?
New England might have been on that list. But there's been talk of D.C. getting a stadium in the Westport area.
Okay.
And they kept saying, in the Westport area, like in bold letters.
How great of a potential rivalry match could that be if they did go to Baltimore and D.C. years later got their own team? With their own stadium.
Just as great as San Jose Houston has been.
You mean like the Baltimore Colts and Ravens kind of thing?
Well, that's...
No, but on the, how intense
that's
would that rivalry
part.
Be?
Mm.
I don't know.
DC would hate their guts.
They still do.
Okay.
But what's... Do we think DC's going to leave?